You may be seated, and I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Hey, buddy. I'm going to be sad when you get older and stop coming up here. You won't? Okay. Let me come a little bit closer. Maddie, can I hold you? Get you a little bit used to me holding you for next Sunday? Because you're going to be baptized? Yeah. Well, you know, every Sunday I usually have prepared two children's sermons because I don't know if little ones are going to come up or older ones are going to come up. And sometimes it wouldn't be helpful if I was going to say something to a fourth or fifth grader. It wouldn't necessarily be helpful to a little one, would it? But as I was looking out and I saw that it was going to be the two of you today, my heart was filled with a lot of gratitude. And the sermon that I'm about to preach, I'm going to preach on the lesson that we just heard Tony read from Timothy. And in Timothy, the Apostle Paul is writing to Timothy. And the first part that we read today, Paul is writing with words of thanksgiving for Timothy and for his faith and the relationship that they share. And then Paul writes words of encouragement. But I want to talk maybe a little bit about my gratefulness for you guys. So for many, many years, I thought that when I grew up, I would be a mom. I had it all planned out in my brain, how many kids I wanted and how old I was going to be when they were born. And that just hasn't happened for me. And as I get older, there's some sadness about that. But a few years ago when I was babysitting, one of the little boys was, we were playing Legos, and he said, Miss Anna, did you play Legos when you were a little girl? And I said, no, I didn't really play Legos, but I loved to play baby dolls. I had a Cabbage Patch doll named Taylor, who was my baby. And he said, why did you like to play baby dolls so much? And I said, I don't know, maybe I always just dreamed of being a mom, and that was even part of me dreaming when I was a little girl. And he said, well, do you have any kids of your own? And I said, I don't. And he said, well, maybe that's a good thing because God has given you so many kids in your life that you get to love so, so many kids. And so when I looked out and I saw the two of you this morning, I was filled with a lot of gratitude in my heart that God has given me the two of you to love, that I get to be your pastor, and I get to be the one who helps teach you about God and how much God loves you and how much God will always love you and how much grace God has for you and about how much we here at Holly Grove as God's family love you and that we're always going to be here for you and help take care of you and support you and pray for you. And so even though I don't have the gift of having children of my own, God has given me the gift of you and the gift of getting to be your pastor. And it is a gift that I am so grateful for. I don't have words, but I do have tears pooling in my eyes of gratitude. So maybe I can pray a prayer of thankfulness for us. Okay. Good morning, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for each other. And thank you for the children you have given us, both in our families and in the family of God. Help us to love them well, to support them, to encourage them, and to pray for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for coming up. I love you both very much. She is so cute. There we go.